and they don't, just once in a while they'll burn it off in just a little division, you know, just a few acres at a time, just small places at a time. Well, then maybe no tell how long before we burn any more joining, it may not burn it at all that whole year or more. And so that makes it bad.
Why are you supposed to burn it?
Well, it makes it opener, then it cleans it out more, and you can walk or get about and see in there, you know, how to walk.
Get rid of snakes.
And another thing, it helps out to keeping the snakes and stuff like that run out of it and kill out and run out, you know. There's a million snakes. Heap of time gets burned up, you know, he'd be caught out in where the woods are burning, right? He ain't no way to get out of it. He'll burn up. They burn him up. I've seen him get burned up in rough places where it was burning rough. And you take small timber, what we call yearling timber, little small timber, well, you take that and let too much fire to it, it kills it. It kills the till the bush, kills the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't grow. But we used to sweep, they used to sweep them off clean when I was a boy. This year.
How are you going to burn the woods?
It's against the law now to put fire out in the woods. And really.
You ain't supposed to burn trash in your yard.
You have to have a commit from the.
I do,
what you call a man to really could build a big trash pile out there, burn it, anything. You're supposed to see him and get a commit from him to burn it. But. We don't, we hardly ever burn with a lot of trash, we hardly ever burn much of it. One thing, general rule, it's always damp, wet, won't burn.
The things that you put on the horse's feet.
Huh?
The things that you nail onto the horse's feet.
Shoes.
Okay. How do you put those on?
Well, you take the horse's foot and You scrape the foot out with some kind of a instrument, a knife or something or other, some kind of a knife, and you trim it off kind of well, and then you take the shoe and place the shoe to the horse's hoof, to his foot. Take little nails, kind of a flat nail, and nail them shoes to his foot. You got him, they got him what we call, when you get the shoes on him, you got him shod. That's what we call him, he's shod. You got your horse shod, but it's a shoe you put on him, put the shoes on him. Then he's called a shod horse, he's been shod, rather to.
Mm-hmm. And you nail the shoes onto the horse's?
Hoof, uh-huh, nail it to the horse's hoof.
Okay, so. You say the horse has four. You nail all of these shoes onto his four.
Well, we nail them on all 4 feet, all 4 legs, all 4 feet.
All 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All 4 hoofs.
Yeah, all 4 hoofs. If he ain't shod that way, he's only a partly shod horse. He ain't shod unless you shod all feet,
mm-hmm.
all 4 of them. Most of the people shot them all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You know, there's a game that you can play.
Huh?
There's a game you can play with
throw them old horseshoes.
I bet it made
But I never did. I didn't ever learn nothing about them. I've seen them, but I didn't ever learn nothing about them.
I never
was interested enough in them to ever pay any attention to them.
Rub your stick down and then throw the horseshoe in, and if you throw the horseshoe in the stick, well, you